Mitch Langberg, what is his Tuesdays with Mitch segment. Mitch, a excellent attorney at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, a partner nonetheless. You can link to him on our Facebook page. Mr. Mitch Langberg, how are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you?
Good. I love that enthusiasm.
I'm just back from vacation, so I'm feeling energized and ready to go a couple rounds.
All right. Where'd you vacation to?
Just a couple days on a cruise ship with one of my kids. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Where did this cruise? Is it a Mexican cruise or where'd it go?
Yeah, it was to Mexico. We don't get off. It's not safe there now, you know.
Oh, so. Like you literally can't get off the boat?
Well, I'm sure you can, but I'm with a 7-year-old kid, so we have a lot of fun on water slides and such.
Right. You don't want her sold into like sexual slavery down in Mexico, right?
No, not at least until 8 or 9 years.
Right. That's where it starts down there. Okay, that's good. By the way, I love cruises because the food, right? They're just the best vacation because you don't have to think much. Is that your thinking there, Mitch?
That's exactly right. Sleep, eat, sit in the sun, have a couple drinks. It's great.
I know. And I'm always shocked at the value. We should look into producer Michelle. Can you send this to some cruise ship sponsors? Because all in, it's like cheaper than staying at any hotel in major city, in any major city, yet they include all the food. I always find it very refreshing, a cruise vacation.
I think you should do your show from at sea 1 week.
You know, I think there were some radio stations back in the day. There was that movie Pirate Radio where they couldn't get FCC license and they operated from off the shore. Maybe we should look into that. We're about to lose our license. All right, Mitch. Now, we have some legal cases to get to as my voice cracks, so we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about what I think is going to be the biggest Supreme Court decision of the next term because the justices are on break. It's got to be such a good gig to be a Supreme Court justice and I think a public school teacher because you get so much vacation time. I'm so envious of that. It's a nice thing. So we're going to talk about this big Supreme Court case. Then we're going to talk about a woman who ran over her husband and she blamed Xanax. Then we're going to talk about a small business owner who was upset that her business was in an Obama campaign ad. And we're going to find out legally what her options are. And lastly, we're going to get to the story of a man who liked his opponent's boss on Facebook. It was somebody who worked for a Virginia sheriff. And one of the deputies liked the sheriff's opponent. And then he got fired. And then we're asked if that is a violation of his First Amendment rights. All right, Mitch, before we get to any of this, though, we know you're liberal. You lean left. What are your thoughts on Paul Ryan? Just give us some perspective from your thought. And then we're going to get to our legal stories. What do you think?
I liked, who was it, Conan O'Brien, I think, said that picking Ryan was like, by Romney, was like trying to sweeten oatmeal with oatmeal. Mm-hmm. I really liked that. I don't know. I'm not, you know, we've talked about it. I'm not happy about either candidate, and I don't think this vice presidential pick has done anything except make things interesting for a few weeks. I still don't like either side.
Yeah, well, I guess what you're saying, Mitch, does hold true in the sense that you know, outside the next 2 or 3 weeks, people really forget, and this is polling shows this, the VP candidate. But I think it sets a tone, though, that Romney, to me, it was bold, it was surprising that he's a serious big decision guy and that he wants to attack entitlements. And if you don't go after entitlements, then you're not going to be able to shrink government and, you know, close the deficit, which is $1 trillion a year. And if we don't do that, Mitch, then your kids, they're not going to be able to touch Social Security or Medicare because it's all going to be gone. And I thought you cared about your daughter enough not to bring her into Mexico. Shouldn't you care enough to protect the United States and our future budget?
I'm not counting on either a President Romney or a second-term President Obama to do anything to fix any problem that exists today. I think we all have to kind of fend for ourselves for a while.
Yeah, so I get that. So you're a cynic. What you're saying is Washington can't fix the problem, so we're just headed for a crisis. And then when the crisis hits, we're going to deal with it then, which will mean inflation, and it'll mean Social Security checks in 15 years are just going to get cut by 30% across the board. It's what happened in Greece. I mean, if you don't pay attention to problems, then the problems come to you. And then by the time they come to you, they're not solvable. So, you know what, Mitch, it's sad to say, but you might be right, you know?
I'm going to throw you for a loop, Andy, but I would have voted for a Republican ticket that was headed by Newt Gingrich. There's a man that I thought would have taken bold action without worrying about the political ramifications of it, and it would have worked or not worked, but it would have had a chance.
So why is it? Do you think that because he is such a bold risk taker that the public or maybe the media rejects that and they turn him into a buffoon? Because I agree, Newt Gingrich, and he's had some problems, you know, the 18 wives and you know, the whole taking a vacation at the beginning of a campaign on a Greek cruise. Speaking of cruises, actually, I don't blame him for going on a Greek cruise. But I think Newt Gingrich is a serious policy guy, and he doesn't care what other people think, and that's why I like him and I like Dick Cheney. You make an interesting